You are really scrutinised today as a coach who, it is implied in this report, buried his head in the sand and only took on the players after you'd lost in the finals in 2007.
Yeah, so I do query that because we delisted one player in 2006 when his actions weren't deemed to be in line with what we were trying to achieve in a year we were trying to play in finals to delist one of our big name players. I feel that was a pretty strong move to make. So we took action where we had strong enough evidence to be able to take action. And, the other parts I still struggle with where I'm queried about whether I should have taken action on random people ringing me with rumours. And I still struggle with that, about what action you do take when someone implies something, but with absolutely no evidence other than they think something. And I really still battle to say, how do you act on that? And, maybe. Some of the things we've put in place, or the West Coast put in place post that, may address some of those issues.
Clearly, you've put a lot of faith in many guys, and some of them lied to your face. How have you processed that and dealt with that 10 years down the track?
Well, I dealt with it at the time. Yeah, it's disappointing. Like I just mentioned, I know how Nathan Buckley feels. I know how Eddie McGuire's felt in the past. And, that's just part of the industry that we're in. It's pretty much a part of any industry. I'm sure at any workplace in the country, if you quiz all your staff on a question around whether any of them have ever used an illicit drug, again, I know the answer you're likely to get, and then it's up to every individual about how much faith they put in that. But, it was a challenge within a number of ways through that period, and we did have to make some tough calls throughout 2005 through to 2008. And letting players go that weren't going to be part of the vision that we had for the footy club. And, whether it's a real individual perception on whether it was held too late or whether it was acted on when it became more obvious of maybe what was taking place. But, all of the stuff that that we hear about and read about didn't just happen in a week. It happened over a period of time, and I still think that I dealt with the things as they were presented to me, and in a way that I felt I was able to, with a lot of limitations, obviously, legally, in what you can do.
One more from me on this. Kevin Bartlett, five-time premiership player, thinks a line should be drawn through your 2006 premiership. What do you say to that?
I think he's just making an emotional comment on part of the information that he's elected to believe. He doesn't know the full story by a long shot. And if he was there and part of it and understood everything, I think he would have a different opinion.